T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Steve McMartin, who we have used for many years here as a Homeland Security expert, former Customs and Homeland Security agent, joining us live now to look back 20 years since the attack on 9/11. Steve, thanks for being with us. You have personal experience going to Ground Zero around that time. Can you refresh our memories what you were doing 20 years ago on 9/11 and then immediately after?
So, morning. Thanks for having me. I think, you know, we all clearly remember what we were doing on 9/11. I remember exactly where I was. I remember what car I was driving. And I was heading into work. It was, you know, almost a surreal thing to listen to it unfold and then participate in the events that occurred later in the day. And then later in October and November, and then again in February, I was posted actually to Ground Zero into the landfill on Staten Island called Fresh Kills to work on the recovery effort.
And just tell us what it was like when you first arrived there, that the very first time.
Well, again, that the word surreal comes to mind. It was just incredible. It was incredible to see the neighborhoods, you know, still trying to pick themselves up, trying to get on with daily life. The absolute destruction around the World Trade Center Plaza. A smell permeated the air. It was intense, and you know, grew more intense the closer you got. I remember, not to be dramatic, but there was a real, you know, sense of purpose with everybody there. You know, get to the job. You know, let's do it, and yet, you know, with this somber knowledge that so many people had been killed.
What exactly did your work there entail, and what were people doing around Ground Zero at that time, too?
Well, I mean, there was a lot of things going on at Ground Zero. Before I got there, of course, was the rescue effort to see if anybody could be was surviving the attack, and then the cleanup started. The remains of the buildings had to be torn down. We were sorting through the debris, looking for particular things. Property, government property, confidential, classified material. There was a lot of government offices on the World Trade Center Plaza. The debris was sorted, eventually removed from the site and taken, as I said, to Staten Island's Fresh Kills landfill, where it's stored to this day.
Do you remember, you know, sifting through things and finding, did you see personal effects?
Oh, yeah. It was, you know, it was incredible. I mean, you had me thinking back to it now. Photographs, jewelry, rings, necklaces, hockey pucks, baseballs, plaques that people had on their desks, elevator placards, you know, telling which elevators went to which floors, bits of fire extinguishers. I mean, you just, I could go on and on.
Now, you have an extensive background in Homeland Security, and looking at what has happened since 9/11, our response as a nation, where do we stand now as opposed to in the immediate aftermath of 9/11 on that idea of Homeland Security and with threats of terror? How is the picture now different than it was then?
Well, it's completely different. You know, life as we knew it at that time has changed completely. Have a whole generation of people that accept terribly long security lines, magnetometers at concerts and sporting events, you know, long lines at airports and in most countries, not only, you know, the United States. I think our view of terror has also changed. It's interesting. I was involved in a large terrorism case in 1991. And when I first heard of the attacks in the World Trade Center, when I heard about the first plane attack, the idea of a terror attack didn't even cross my mind. And I don't know that it crossed, if people are honest and they think back, I don't know if it crossed the minds of a lot of people. The second plane, when it hit, yes, obviously, I knew it was a terror attack and that, you know, we were literally in a state of war, whether or not it was declared. And as I say, now the concept has changed. People live with the idea of terror attacks, and it's incredible to see the change, you know, that's happened over the last 20 years.
You're right on that, how it changed this country. Do you think, Steve, that the U.S. is under a greater threat from terror groups today or lone wolf attacks?
Well, it's a great question. It gets right to the point of the matter. If you look back, you know, on that day, on September 11th, as law enforcement officers, we were waiting for the other shoe to drop. You know, tactically speaking, militarily speaking, you know, it was the time for a second strike when we were down and almost out. And of course, it never came. And then in the days and the weeks after, we looked for, you know, the next terror attack, and it never came. And really, in the last 20 years, we haven't seen the coordinated attack that we saw on 9/11, and the danger has been lone wolf terrorism. And I think the danger of domestic and lone wolf terrorism far outweighs, at least in my opinion, the danger of a coordinated attack, you know, originating from foreign.
You know, Steve, so many people suffered health effects from being at ground zero and being with that debris and that smell that you talked about for so long, especially suffering lung ailments. How about you?
Well, there is a World Trade Center responder health program that cares for the folks that have these ailments. And it was just recently, I think in the last year or 2 years, recertified, refunded, rightfully so, I think. I will say I'm a member of that program.
Well, Steve, we appreciate the time you gave us this morning and always enjoy talking with you. Steve McMartin, who was a former Customs and Homeland Security agent, did many work around Ground Zero. Right there 20 years ago at this time, recalling the events of 9/11.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.